This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
For lots of good medical conversation. I don't know if good and medical go together. I'll take that back. Because good medicine practiced by the likes of Dr. Ken Kronhaus is important to have exposure to, because there's a lot of bad medicine. Remember that old song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Ken? Bad Moon Rising?
I do.
Change the lyric line to Bad Doc Rising, where some of the, where some of this stuff that goes on that poses for medicine. I have a couple of, you'll excuse the personal reference for a second, I have a couple of really large bumps on both of my wrists. Near as we can tell, they are tick bites, but they might be spider bites or something, but they're welts, and they're really itchy and really sore. So I called my local doctor here that you know, and I asked for an opinion. And they said, well, there are a lot of things that they could be, you know, because I like a diagnosis from you. When I call you, I say, I want a diagnosis on the phone.
These are raised skin bumps?
Yeah. And so they said, you got to come in and see our medical, what is it, the physician's assistant? Medical assistant. Physician.
Well, there's probably about, you know, you tell a doctor that, and they probably think about 30 different things without seeing it.
Right. Yeah. So that was, but it doesn't need the doctor, the nurse, the practitioner. No, but is it nurse practitioner? What do you? You have a couple of those different.
We call them mid levels. There's two usual types. One is nurse practitioner, and the other one is physician's assistant.
And how do they differ? Explain to the audience how a nurse practitioner differs from a physician's assistant.
Well,
in training and experience.
Their training is a little different. And they often function in similar roles, but depending on where they go and get more experience after they're trained, that's what they usually do. These are folks, some of them are quite competent. I've worked with a number of them. These are people who do about 2 extra years after college of training and often get quite competent at what they do. When I was at Duke as an intern and resident, the whole idea of physician's assistant, I think, was born at Duke University Medical Center, and I was involved in training them as I trained medical students and physician's assistants as I was an intern and medical resident there, and some of them are quite good. And I have the honor of working with a Yale graduate in my practice right now as a physician's assistant. She's excellent, specializes in cardiology, and does a lot of things that I do, and works with me to help me do a lot of things I do. And then I've worked with nurse practitioners, some of them quite good. They especially have excelled in primary care, taking care of a lot of the routine operations that physicians deal with, and that's where you'll see them especially, in the urgent care centers, in the family physician, internal medicine offices, even sometimes in the emergency department, taking care of the low acuity problems, and the physicians dealing with a lot of the higher acuity issues, the trauma, hoping to diagnose the Ebola when it comes in properly.
Yeah, right. Well, the reason that I wanted to, I sort of use the anecdotal personal reference and the question about the two different sorts of practitioners as a way to educate those who are listening who are going to wonder out loud what they hear, because a lot of the technology, a lot of the technical talk regarding Ebola and I guess other things wraps around some of this stuff.
All of us, whether we like it or not, are going to interact with what these so-called mid-levels.
Right.
Because as the Affordable Care Act has given everybody insurance. There is just no way that there's enough primary care physicians for everybody. And that's really where these mid-levels, physicians assistants and nurse practitioners, have filled a lot of the gaps in giving people primary care providers. You know, we're not called doctors anymore. We're called providers.
Right, yeah.
And,
welcome. You're a doctor. How about, well, all right, so from now on, this is not going to be the Dr. Ken Kronhaus program. It's the Provider Kronhaus. It sounds like Comrade Kronhaus. What a bunch of baloney.
I think we're all going to go back to sleep.
Yeah. All right, so Dr. Ken is here at 888-553-7536. 888-55 Dr. Ken for 2 hours. Check out his process. Check out his bedside manner. Check out his facilities at lakecardiology.com if you'd like to. We're going to go through all of the medical news, starting with the Toronto Star article about research and stemming Ebola. I'm looking at headlines here. Dallas nurse receives thank hug from the president. The president, that's the nurse that was being treated.
She only had five blood tests to make sure that she had no longer carried the Ebola before she got the hug.
Right. Ebola case in New York brings demands for quarantines. Ebola jitters for some, but not for all. I'm looking at this stuff here. Ebola Live blog. Oh, my God, it's gone bananas. Okay, so we'll get to the facts.
It won't be the all Ebola show, don't worry.
No, not at all. We've got a lot of other interesting and compelling things. Mostly your calls and questions about your health. If you have questions about Ebola and all of the nonsense that's been printed and the stuff that's been put forth.
Just the facts.
You'll get the facts here, that which is intelligent research, things that sort of fit into the real groove, the real medical groove, not the hysteria of the news media. 888-55-DRKEN, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. I'm Doug Steffan. He's Dr. Ken. And we're brought to you in part by the folks who provide you with new optimism. If your hair is falling out and you want it to stop, in fact, not only do you want it to stop, you want it to start growing again. First, we have to stop the process of you losing it, and then we have to cleanse out the pores and get the follicles that are under your hair growing again, and Ken has the prescription.
Doug, thank you. It's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, tells us, she says, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind. And hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, so your money back. That's why I really like it.
All right, so call 800-543-5817. By doing that slowly enough so you get the amazing results of Provia on your scalp. Treat your scalp, cleanse your pores, get your hair back. It's your hair, not somebody else's grown on a raccoon or something. This is your hair that comes out of your head. 800-543-5817. I was looking at an anecdotal picture just for a second. Ken, I'll digress. Tony Bennett, who's 88, and Lady Gaga, who's 28, have released an album of some great classic tunes. You'd love it. And I was looking at a picture of him at that age. What he looks like is terrific. He's got one of the best weaves. He and Shatner have one of the best weaves. They're not using Provia, folks. But, boy, do they have good... Whoever made their hair and applied it did a terrific job. But you have to go through all that. Those things are extraordinarily expensive. This stuff... It's like nothing. And it works. It works. It works. 800-543-5817. Call now. Mention Dr. Ken and get the super concentrated version, which will act even faster. Provia. For noticeable results on your hairline, 800-543-5817.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, third annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished three-quarter inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, there's no restriction here, no reservation on the calls and the questions and the comments about Ebola or anything else that's on your mind. If you want clarification, you get it by dialing 888-553-7536. Okay, so there's an article in the Toronto Star, look at the research side of this and stemming Ebola and what the facts are.
It's from the medical journal Lancet that they're picking up.
They picked it up. Okay, so what does it say?
Well, these are Yale researchers, real scientists, who published an article this week in the very credible and not alarmist Lancet. And these medical researchers out of Yale are stating that if things keep up in Africa the way they're going right now and we don't stop it, we're going to have a huge problem. They use their mathematical modeling of this Ebola epidemic in Western Africa to conclude that in just one single Liberian county called Monserrato, that there'd be six figures, you know, hundreds of thousands of deaths by the middle of December. If we don't, in the next 30 days, really change the effort to stop this thing. So this is not alarmist nonsense. This is reality fact. And if we see in just one county hundreds of thousands dying, you know, just imagine what's going to happen in all of Western Africa. And if we don't contain that area, people traveling out, we're going to obviously see a lot more of this in America. It's going to get to other countries, Central America, South America are especially concerning, because then you'll see a stampede into our country, and this obviously is of some concern. I found it interesting, just in the last 24 hours, the governors of New York and New Jersey have gotten ahead of the federal government in terms of taking some leadership and announcing.
Don't let anybody in.
Announcing, that's correct, in New Jersey and in New York, if you're a physician that worked in Western Africa with patients with Ebola, or if you had any exposure as an individual to anyone with Ebola, you have to be quarantined for 21 days before you come into their states. Now, this is the first action in the right direction, but it seems to me that, you know, I think I've told you the story of my grandmother, and as a little girl, as a 10-year-old girl coming to America from Russia with my great-grandfather and great-grandmother, with just the clothing on their back, literally, and staying at Ellis Island for over a month to make sure none of them had tuberculosis. Yeah. So in my family, before they were allowed to come here, they were quarantined. And, you know, to me, it's a reasonable thing to do.
It's imperative that we do it. Never mind reasonable. It's imperative that you do that. Well, otherwise, you have what these guys described here, there, and everywhere. And it ruins the economy of the entire planet. It destroys the fabric. You can already see it taking its toll, especially in these areas. Good God. All right, so we continue with our focus on the facts and what your questions may be. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken, 21 after the hour.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Dr. Ken, awaiting your calls. Now the lines are open. If you wait 30, 60, 120 minutes, I promise you won't get in. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'll share with you over 30 years in medicine. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. I was a medical student, MD, PhD student at the University of Pennsylvania. I finished there after 7 years in 1982. I went off to Duke University Medical Center. I was a medical intern and resident there in the mid-80s, and then went west to the University of California, San Francisco, and finished there in 1987 in cardiology. And since then, I've been practicing in a town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando called Mount Dora, Lake Cardiology. We provide head-to-toe care of the circulation of the body, but I'd love to help you, your parents, your friends, your kids with any area of medicine. I'm not allergic to alternative medicine, although I'm extremely traditionally trained. I enjoy evidence-based, and it does exist, alternative medicine, to give you a blended approach, a gentler, simpler, kinder, gentler approach to problems. If you have a medical problem, a sign or a symptom of something, and it hasn't been diagnosed, give us a chance. If you've been to the doctor and they are giving you advice on how to proceed with a problem and you want another opinion, maybe a simpler, gentler, kinder way to approach it, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Let me give you that again because it's toll-free from anywhere in America. 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. If you want to sound off about the medical news and it's been front and center in the media. I'd love to hear your opinion. And there's no bills. Hopefully there won't be much of a wait, and you'll understand us in easy-to-understand language.
888-553-7536. The thing, excuse me, regarding Ebola that everybody ought to ignore, although nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, but people will ignore the political wraparound of this, because you're going to see not only the facts about Ebola, you're going to see the scare stuff about Ebola, you're going to see, because political season, election is a week from Tuesday, so you'll see all kinds of stuff like the members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee critical of the Center for Disease Control, Department of Homeland Security, because of the handling of the Ebola response. They're probably right, but they're not coming out and they're not publicly criticizing, because they want really to desire, the effect isn't to change, the effect is to call attention to it. So you look at it and say, well, these Democrats, they screwed everything up, I'm voting for a Republican. It's too bad they don't have more better and I guess truer reasoning for their actions. But at any rate, there's a lot of material around, and it's hard to filter it sometimes. Ken, if you have a question, we'll filter through options, the bits and pieces of information, so we can give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who are going to help you combat wrinkles and facial lines. You have perhaps thought about Botox. Maybe you even thought about surgery. Jane Fonda, Ken, had a very interesting article about what she's done. She's 78 years old. You look at her in her latest movie, man, she doesn't look more than 55. And she's done plastic surgery, but she has the money to do it. And she did a little bit here, a little bit there. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is listen to Ken tell you how you can use the product that's a result of stem cell therapy to take care of the bags, the puffiness, and the lines around your eyes.
Here's some happy, affordable news, because when you look good, you just feel so much better. So, ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, as Doug was suggesting, but why on earth would you do that? Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She says, my husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results. Can't be without it, she tells us. Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone. That's years off your appearance. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients that clinically proven concentrations for incredible results safely and quickly. We're talking about no cutting. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate results, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
That number is 800-822-6145. We motivated you, I'm sure, to try something that's new, excellent, give you results. 800-822-6145. Order Genucel right now. Mention Dr. Ken. Get the legendary Esotique wrinkle treatment absolutely free with your order. 800-822-6145. Don't go to the cosmetic counter. Go direct to the manufacturer. Get the product that people are talking about because it works. You got nothing to lose except the bags and the puffiness and the lines around your eyes. Don't wait. Call now that you're thinking about it. 800-822-6145. That again is 800-822-6145.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we get to your calls now. We've gotten a lot of introductory information out of the way. Calls up next, 888-30, whoops, wrong number,
888-GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Health and medical information. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service and on your side. I'm Doug Steffen. Email to us, call us, send us your psychic thoughts, whatever connection you'd like to have. We're here to help you out, to give you some answers, news, information. So what's a guy to do? He's here to call. That's what you're here to do. And first guy is, look at all the callers so far are men. Come on, ladies. 888 553-7536, Jackson, Clinton, South Carolina. Hi, Jack.
Hi there. Yes, I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. No, I'm wrong. The, well, you know, I heard you discussing Ebola, and there does seem to be, I'm guessing, probably more concern about it in this country than there should be. And I think a lot of that is to sell airtime. You know, you get listeners.
I don't know that. What does that mean,
Jack? Why do you think? Interesting question, Jack. You have an illness that has no known treatment, a 60 to 70% fatality, and it's just exponentially increasing in Western Africa. And you have Yale medical scientists predicting in just one county over 100,000 deaths are going to be occurring by mid-December. Why do you think?
And by the way, these are the facts.
These are
death toll from Ebola now 4,922. Number of cases of Ebola, 10,141.
And the thing that concerns me the most, in Dallas, Texas, one of the five major hospitals in the entire city, the ER was entirely closed down by just one case. So it's not so much that you might get Ebola, you might, because everyone in America so far who's had Ebola has no idea when the actual occurrence occurred. They have no idea when the break in whatever technique occurred. You know, if you ask them all, they can't identify the point where they got it. So here you have one case closing down an emergency room. So why is this of over concern if you're going to lose your hospital with one case?
Okay, no, I don't believe that your program has an over concern, but I do hear a lot of them that seem to be, you know, pumping it up. But I can't understand. We have another virus out there that is infecting hundreds of people,
yes,
and it's the enterovirus. And I don't see the president, this administration, this whatever the powers be, you know, at the federal level. They're not closing off the borders to people coming from Africa.
Right. Do you see leadership on any of this?
No.
Exactly. The governors of New York and New Jersey are ahead in leading on this problem. They just announced that they're closing off their states.
All right. So in addition to that, the new news is today, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has ordered mandatory 21-day home quarantines for anyone who is a high risk. That is anyone who's had contact with Ebola patients anywhere. So that on top of New Jersey. By the way, the health care worker quarantined in New Jersey has tested negative.
And let me just add one little thing to that. There's a medical scientist published in a paper last week that about 12% of cases occur beyond the 21 days. And, you know, there's this magic number of 21 days, and this question if that's even long enough.
Well, yes, I've heard that in seminal fluid, it can be carried for like 80 days?
In seminal, at least 50 and maybe more. That is exactly true.
All right. So your question is, why are the news media paying more attention to this? Because it's easy to scare people. It's easy to get people to watch television, listen to the radio, read a newspaper. You'll notice that all the crazy entertainment magazines, the People magazine, the Us magazines, and all that stuff, not a word about Ebola anywhere. This is all driven by the news cycles.
Jack, you were asking about the difference between these two viruses, right?
Right, yes.
Right.
Enterovirus from Central America and this Ebola from Africa.
Right, let's talk a little bit about the difference. This enterovirus D68, which you suggest comes from Central America, and it's interesting in the cities and counties where these children were placed, the concentration of these children that came from Central America, that's where we're seeing the concentration of these outbreaks. So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions, but enterovirus D as in David 68 was first discovered in the 1960s in the state of California. It's shown up from time to time since, but in 2014, this year, the virus has more of a target on young children. The symptoms, and these are what you need to know: body weakness, runny nose, fever, headache, persistent cough, and difficulty breathing. That's the big one, especially asthmatic children. That's where it becomes deadly. If you come down with these symptoms, you want to stay home and get to a doctor immediately to have yourself checked out, especially a younger child who's having trouble breathing. Ebola started in Africa in the late 1970s and 1980s. It kills a lot of people, and it has since it started. Not everyone who becomes sick with Ebola dies, fortunately. With quick medical treatment, people can survive. Here, the symptoms are fever, serious headache, serious stomach cramps, serious body aches, bleeding from the mouth, eyes, and ears, as well as vomiting. Both viruses share fever and headaches. However, they do not share these following symptoms: vomiting, stomach cramps, diarrhea, eye, nose, and ear bleeding, and persistent cough.
All right, sir.
Americans are dying from enterovirus, whereas so far no American has died from Ebola.
Yeah.
And not only that, there's only about like two or three Americans that have come down with Ebola.
Yeah.
Yet, in Carroll, it's hundreds.
Yeah, you're getting, we're trying to bring you around to understanding what the news cycle is about, Jack. Good questions. Thank you.
Both are very important.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. Here is Joseph in Horsehead, New York. Hi, Joseph. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Ken?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I had cardiomyopathy in 2003, and everything was going fine along with it. And then roughly 3 years ago, I had an atrial fibrillation problem. And my cardiologist referred me to an electrocardiologist who did two cardioverts on me, which was a little scary, and they didn't work. And he finally came to have me stay in the hospital for 3 days to test Tickeson on my ATM.
Tickeson.
Tickeson, yes. Is that what it is, Tickeson?
Joe, let me back up a second. So you mentioned you had cardiomyopathy. This is a weakness of the muscle. Remember, the heart's a pump. It's responsible for getting the blood around to the body throughout your life. It's a moving organ. Why? There's a lot of different reasons why you can get a weak muscle. Why did you have a weak muscle?
I was told just nothing but a virus.
So, okay.
I thought I had a chest cold at the time.
Well, certain viral infections may injure the heart and trigger a so-called cardiomyopathy. And fortunately, for some of them, not all of them, the function can return. So did you have a return of much of your function?
Yes, I did, doctor. I had, he put me on the medication, Coreg, and actually I'm on numerous medications now, and he told me that it could be 50-50, that the medication would bring my extraction value, is that what they call it?
Ejection fraction. That's the fraction of blood that's pumped forward each beat with the heart. It's a great vital sign of your heart. People should know this, the ejection fraction. When I first got into cardiology, in my own mind, I thought whatever blood was in the heart would be pumped forward with each beat, but actually the normal ejection fraction, the amount of blood that's in the heart, is about 50 to 65%, and any higher is a hyper functioning of the heart. What was your ejection fraction at its minimum, at its lowest, when your virus was affecting your heart the most?
Yes, but it was down to 26 or 27%.
Okay, that's getting close to severe depression. Under 20% is severe depression. That's quite a significant cardiomyopathy, weakening of the heart. And where is your ejection fraction right now?
I'm back right now up to around 50%.
Wow, fantastic. Is your heart, so you've gotten back most of your function. Is your heart enlarged? You mentioned you had atrial fibrillation. That's an electrical abnormality. Doug can tell you all about that. He's heard about it. The upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms, most common electrical abnormality of the heart. So you developed atrial fibrillation. Then they sent you to what's called an electrophysiologist. They tried electrically to convert your heart, shock it back to normal rhythm. Sounds like it didn't work, and now it sounds like they're trying with medications. Tickeson is one of these, rather strong but often effective medication, but needs to be used in the hands of an experienced heart doctor.
Yes, and actually yesterday I went for my checkup, and I was back into atrial fibrillation, and now I'm wearing a holster monitor right now for 24 hours, and he wants to see how often I'm going in and out, and has mentioned the fact that maybe the next step could be a cardioablation. I just wanted to ask you, is this a serious thing that could cause damage, or...
The problem, the atrial fibrillation, or the treatment that's being recommended to you, the ablation, or both?
The atrial fibrillation, I guess I've been living with for 3 years. I mean, the cardioablation.
Well, let's talk about, if we have a moment, about why treat atrial fibrillation. The main issue is, first, getting the lower part of your heart under good control of its rate. The top of the heart's beating like a bag of worms. There's a pinhole the electrical activity has to get through between the top and the bottom of the heart. It slows it down. So the bottom of the heart, do you know what the heart rate of your bottom is normally? After you get your Holter monitor, you'll know. And what is really the big concern about atrial fibrillation is clots forming in the upper chamber of the heart and then being propelled to the brain and causing a stroke. We figure out your risk. Everybody has a risk when they go into atrial fibrillation of having a stroke. It's something that doctors figure out. It's called your CHADS VAS score. And are you on anticoagulation, blood thinner, or an antiplatelet agent like aspirin to try to lower your risk of a stroke?
Yes, I'm on warfarin.
Okay, so your doctors must have done your score, and it was a significant enough risk of having a clot form. They've put you on anticoagulation. One of the choices is good old-fashioned warfarin or Coumadin, and that will dramatically lower, Joseph, your risk of having a stroke. And then the question is, should you go the next step and be converted back to normal rhythm? Well, are you aware of the atrial fibrillation? Does it affect how you feel?
Yes, it does. I can tell. Yesterday I didn't even realize that I was in the morning, but I'm 55 and I've worked all my life and I still work. Sometimes when I go back into it, it does affect my body. It
so you feel like you've lost your turbo?
Yes, and it exhausts me, and it feels
okay.
Like I could sleep all night, and it feels like I didn't even sleep. I'm still exhausted.
Okay, Joseph, bless your heart. You know, I've been amazed. Some people have no idea when they go into atrial fibrillation. Some people are so sensitive, the first beat, they can tell the difference. If you're sensing, as you described, this loss in your ability to exert, increasing fatigue, lessening exercise tolerance, then having this ablation with an experienced electrophysiologist may not be a bad idea. This is where microscopic energies are used to eliminate these bad electrical pathways that are microscopic, and microscopic cuts are made with energy focused at them, and this can be often very effective. You just have to make sure the person doing it has a lot of experience, because there can be some rare serious complications if it's not done properly.
To ask you, because I have heard that it possibly, if they hit the wrong area or something, possibly you could have to have a pacemaker.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, but sir.
Just ask the track record of your electrophysiologist how long he or she's been doing it and what their results are, and feel free to get even a second or third opinion here. But, you know, you talk to another of the doctors, they'll tell you where you are, who has the most experience doing this.
Joseph, we have nothing but good wishes for you. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken brought to you in part, as we had that conversation about that gentleman's heart, Heart Factors Plus. Not something that necessarily would help him in his condition, Ken, but the folks who have, I don't know, blood pressure related to some of that anecdotally, right?
Sure, and this couldn't hurt. It just is good help to the heart in general based on Nobel Prize-winning research, and this has gone through a study being shown to be safe and effective. So are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they say. Dennis from New Jersey, he says, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservations. Susan from Maryland. Susan writes to us, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he does not have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean from head to toe and strong, and better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function.
All right, so here's how you get Heart Factors Plus. Dial 800-621-6313. Easy. And man, does this stuff help you. Gets the blood into your muscles, into your heart, into your brain, where we need more and more blood and oxygen all the time as we age. 800-621-6313. This is a great preventative. This is the most popular supplement Dr. Ken has ever spoken about on this program. 800-621-6313. So join the tens of thousands of people who have tried Heart Factors Plus and been very happy with it. Blood pressure-related items, keep it where it is. Get it down to where it needs to be. This stuff works. That's the bottom line. 800-621-6313. And if you call now, you'll get a free bottle mentioning Dr. Ken with the order. So you get a 3-month supply plus another bottle. 800-621-6313.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm the big speaker, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health program every weekend all around the country. Various times on various stations. You can get us by listening to the program at DougSteffen.com, DrKenShow.com. What is it? Radio shows on the internet. You love that one.
Talk shows on the internet.
That's it. Stitcher, TuneIn, the apps all over the place. Radio stations. It's just really good, and it makes us feel good to know that there are a lot of people who need this information, want this information, can get this information by finding Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. Del, who is in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, has found us. Hi, Del. Welcome in.
Hi. I just have some general questions.
Sure.
a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure.
Okay.
And I was wondering what causes it and what can it be cured, either by surgery or medicine, or can, is it just you take the medicine to alleviate the symptoms?
Sure, Dell. A common problem. Millions are affected by this. Heart failure is a weakening of the ability of the heart to pump an adequate amount of blood to meet the body's needs. And there are a number of reasons why this can occur, that the heart can't pump adequately to meet the body's demand for oxygen and nutrients. And depending on the cause, it depends on how effective we are at resolving this or helping it or making it go away or watching it get worse. So what can cause heart failure, I guess, is what you're really asking me. There are a number of reasons. We just had a caller in the last segment asking about cardiomyopathy, a weakening of the heart muscle, and his cause was from a viral infection. And definitely cardiomyopathies are a reason why people get heart failure, inadequate pumping of enough blood and nutrients to meet the demands of the body. But there are a lot of other reasons. Probably the most common is coronary artery disease, which can cause a heart attack, high blood pressure, which just thickens the heart so it doesn't relax well or it just wears it out. A faulty mechanical valve or heart valve. We have these four internal one-way doors that open and close properly, we hope. Yes. And if they don't open adequately or if they don't close properly, the blood doesn't move out or keeps moving backwards and you don't get enough pumping. Damage to the heart muscle, we mentioned the cardiomyopathies, and this can come from a lot of different reasons. Besides a viral infection, too much alcohol, you can get a toxic effect from drugs like cocaine or some of the chemotherapy actually does this. You can be born with a congenital abnormality where one side of the heart just thickens too much and the blood just is blocked from exiting. You can have an infection or inflammation of the heart muscle called myocarditis. And there are some other less common congenital heart defects that you're born with. Either the valves don't form properly, other parts of the heart are not working properly. We've also had a caller today talking about heart arrhythmias, abnormal heart rhythms, and this too can be a cause of leading into heart failure. There's a lot of other less common other diseases which can do it. Diabetes, too overactive or too underactive, a thyroid, emphysema, lung conditions sometimes can lead to it, iron overload in your body called hemochromatosis, a certain bad proteins in the muscle called amyloidosis also can contribute to heart failure, and sometimes an acute episode of heart failure can be due to a heart attack, it can be due to an infection, an allergic reaction, a blood clot in the lung, use of certain medications and certain illnesses. I hope this hasn't given you information overload, but there are many things. When a patient comes into my office with heart failure, these are the things that are going in my detective mind trying to figure out which one of these are the cause. Because it's very important in every patient who has heart failure, every doctor knows this, you got to find, if you can, the cause, because then so much can be done to help if we can identify a specific cause.
Okay. I've had hypertension for as long as I can remember, so but I was wondering, would an antibiotic, that Z-Pak, would that antagonize the heart? Would that, you know,
you want to answer that quickly? Can we get a few seconds?
You have to be careful sometimes with the Z-Pak leading to a rapid heartbeat. You have to make sure your potassium, magnesium, and calcium levels are okay, and you're not on any
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.